to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Thank you for coming. This is the Surfer TV dinner party. My first time hosting people for Thanksgiving dinner. And glad you could join us. Now, we're going to spend the next couple hours just talking about, you know, whatever you want. Thanksgiving, your non-traditions, your traditions, or anything else. It doesn't have to be about Thanksgiving. If you feel Thanksgiving is a bogus holiday, you know, that's fine too. All you have to do is hit me up on Skype. It's SilverSurfer_forever. Now, I'm going to be honest. If people don't call in, I'm not going to stay on for 2 hours running my mouth. It's easy for me to do that on a Sunday because I have stuff to talk about, but I'm not doing it tonight. So, if you want this show to come to an abrupt end, all you have to do is not call in, but I would appreciate it if, you know, people would call in. I don't know who's going to call in, Dr. Doom. I mean, you can call in, and hopefully other people will, you know. It's a Wednesday, night before Thanksgiving. Pretty freaking cold, too. And, you know, I had Thanksgiving dinner earlier today. It was a surprise. It's like I went somewhere and they served us up some food. And that turkey tasted pretty good. And I'm settled in for the night. Only thing I don't have is cigars. We get that first caller. If Skype will work properly.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What's going on tonight?
Oh, not much. Is this Doc?
Yeah.
What's up, my friend?
Oh, nothing.
You, what you doing tomorrow? You watching parades and stuff? Football?
Nah, I gotta watch my Redskins beat them Cowboys.
Is that the 4 o'clock game or the 1 o'clock?
Yeah, like 4:30.
Yeah. I used to root for the Redskins, but I'm to that point now. They got to change the fucking name.
Sorry.
You have to admit, that name has to go.
Hey, that's what I grew up with. I got a bunch of pigs. Like, hey, I said, they do something with a pig or something, I'll be all right.
You grew up with the Washington Bullets, too, but they changed their name.
Well, man, that's because that was the murder capital of the world at one point.
Still, the owners thought, you know, maybe we ought to change the name for something that's kind of insensitive to people.
Well, the Redskins changed the name. If the Cowboys change their name, then...
but Cowboys go with Dallas, for one.
They need to change it to the Cowgirls, and it'd be a lot better.
I was partial to call them the Cowboys. So you and Tony C got a bet?
Well, I was trying to see, so I called in tonight, call him out, but, you know, we'll see.
I don't think he wants to bet you, because he don't want to bet you.
Well, I whipped up on him on fantasy. Yeah. I'll see what's up. I'm kind of mad I don't get to face you during this, maybe in the championship.
No, we haven't played at all, huh?
Nope. I got William, and I think Rage is like the last game of the regular season.
Yeah, I got two. Yeah, it's two more games, and then I guess the top four teams will make the playoffs.
Yeah, like so far, I think me, you, and I think Rage.
I wouldn't mind beating up on Rage in the playoffs.
I think right now I'm in the bracket with him, so we'll see.
I do have to admit, though, going to 16 teams, that was a mistake. Because I say that because, like, when I need to get somebody to, like, off the waiver wires, there's nobody to pick up.
Yeah.
So,
it's a learning experience.
Captain Underpants. How old are you? 5?
I know that was like an old. That was a cartoon, right?
Captain Underpants? I don't know. But
old cartoon character.
He's starting to become a chat room troll. It's a shame. I was kind of liking him there for a second, but then he just started saying mean stuff.
Oh, I did have a bone to pick with y'all. Y'all were talking about frying turkeys and it's dangerous. Last night I was listening to Rant. I usually listen to
the dangerous.
No, it's all about technology. Doom's a technology freak, as you know.
Okay, what technology?
They got giant deep fryers. So okay. It's like a giant fry daddy. That's what I've had one for about the last 4 years. Yeah.
I see those, but the only time I bought a fryer was the outdoor one. You gotta get the propane tank.
Nah, I won't mess with that. The indoor ones, you heat the oil up for about an hour, and that's how it stays. Lower it in, like lower it in slow, make sure it's dry, close the top.
That's what people mess up with the outdoor ones. They lower it in too fast, and then that oil flows over, hits that flame, and then whoosh.
But see, you don't have no flame, you have a filament or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, it doesn't pay to have a turkey fryer when you're maybe doing it twice a year.
Well, I cook other stuff in it, like seafood, bunch of crabs, steamed stuff.
It boils water too, huh?
Yeah. The thing heats it up, so, I usually put my beer, Old Bay, bunch of Chesapeake Bay crabs, cook them up. Or if I got, like, real big parties, I'll, fry a bunch of wings, that kind of stuff. Yeah, you could use it, but I was just saying, you got a family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But deep fried turkey, or we'll deep fry chickens too for dinner sometimes.
Whole chickens?
Yeah, the ones you buy that are pre-seasoned and stuff, just drop them in. They'll be done in about 20, 30 minutes.
I've only had one deep fried whole chicken.
Oh, it's good. You don't even have to bread it or not. Just drop it in the juicy.
Still, I mean, me personally, it wouldn't do me no good to have something like that.
I know. You got to have a little small country like me. You'd be all right.
Yeah, I heard the background noise when you came on.
Oh yeah, right now both my little mutants are getting infected with the Inhuman virus. So,
you read that book today?
I read a little bit of the spoilers.
Well, for issue 4.
Yeah, I'm not liking this killing of the X-Men. It's just
that was the whole point of the storyline to tell you how. Cyclops died. Where was that? Because, since the end of Secret Wars, like, the older Cyclops hasn't been around. Yeah. So they didn't explain what happened.
I love growing up, with the original X-Men. I just hate what they've done with them. Like, I was a Cyclops fan.
But, yeah, I read to the end of that story. There is a back door for him to come back.
Yeah. They got to. I mean, they got to do something to X-Men. Unless the X-Men is a team,
Well, they're doing the Inhuman versus X-Men storyline.
Yeah.
Like that, like the Death of X was to set up this Inhuman X-Men, and I'm getting sick of that. Like,
yeah.
AVX was like the bomb, but yeah. Now they just go into the well too much.
Yeah, to me, it's too many heroes fighting heroes and mega crossovers and stuff, and it's just getting them.
I peeked into Civil War, came out today.
Yeah.
And there's no excuse for Captain Marvel. She's just like going crazy. It was like they got an image of Miles Morales killing Captain America on the steps of the Capitol, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, we got to take you in. And everybody else is like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be taking him in like that. And some people took him away.
Yeah.
So at the end of that issue, here comes Miles. He's showing up at the Capitol steps. And Captain America is staring at him from across the street. So this issue opens, and cops was going to take in Miles, but then they backed off. Then Cap walks up to him. And they both said to each other, look, I came here to prove that that image, that vision of me killing you wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So here comes Captain Marvel. Well, I can't take that chance. I got to take you in.
Yeah.
And both people said, look, we're not going to fight. Nobody's going to die. Who is she to say, well, that's, you know, I'm going to take you anyway, so.
Yeah, she's too much. To me, they're making her more of a hothead. And to me, they made her too much of a main player when she used to be just like, I'm a grown. Huh?
The plan was to always make her into their version of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm reading articles where they claim that she's going to be the most powerful person in the movie, Marvel
and
movie. So when is she stronger than Thor?
Thor and the Hulk. And Thanos, to what they're saying. And I was like, no, I'd rather for Thanos to be the more powerful person. Because it would be like Captain Marvel could just beat everybody up herself, and we wouldn't need the Avengers. She has to have a flaw. That's how I look at it.
You know what her flaw is? She's a drunk.
Yeah. But then, you know, she needs to be at a power level that, hey, if she gets in a fight with Thanos, she can't whip him. She can hold her own a little bit, but ultimately get, you know, beat up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To me, the Hulk should be about the only person they should be like kind of equal each other out, but Thanos has a little bit more edge on the Hulk, just a tad bit in the cinematic universe.
I don't know. But anyway, I had to tell you, this show is not free, you know. I got sponsors. And, one of the sponsors for tonight is WKRP in Cincinnati and
Quiet Storm.
Well, they got a promotion going on, so let's go to WKRP. Les Nessman, people.
And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W... What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second to the third. So no parachutes yet.
Happy skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Crashing to the earth right in front of us. One just went through the windshield of a parked car. It's just terrible.
What is wrong with Shopping mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11. It should have worked.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Hello?
Hello, did you hear that?
Nah.
You didn't hear nothing, huh?
Nah, I heard nothing but static.
What is wrong with Skype? Basically, WKRP tried to give away turkeys, but they was dropping them out of a helicopter.
Is Nino Brown going to pass out some turkeys tonight?
Yeah, all the gangsters pass out turkeys this time of year. Nino pass about, and
Frank White, Frank Lucas,
Bumpy Johnson. See, Bumpy started that. So
yeah.
Speaking of Bumpy, there's an actor who played that character in two different movies, in two different decades, and they weren't sequels. One wasn't the sequel to another. Do you know who the actor was?
No.
It was Lawrence Fishburne. He played Bumpy Johnson in...
It was in Untouchables?
No, he played Bumpy Johnson in The Cotton Club in the 80s. Cotton. And in the 90s, he played Bumpy Johnson in... what was that? I forgot the name. It's something to do with Harlem.
Harlem Nights. It was a gangster movie, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't original gangsters.
Might have been.
I can't think. What you think of speaking of black actors, what you think about Angela Bassett being in the Black Panther?
I'm for it. That woman,
she don't age. She really is that. Hello?
Yeah, just got a new caller. Mr. A, how are you?
I'm celebrating Thanksgiving.
Early, huh?
Well, a pinch. By doing probably the most patriotic, well, not patriotic, but the most traditional thing you can do the night before Thanksgiving. And that's waiting the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A.
What are you getting, nuggets or a sandwich?
A sandwich. I'm 34 years old. I don't do nuggets, at least not at night.
Okay, I mean, let's see.
Not a child. I don't eat fish sticks.
You getting a number one or you getting something else?
I'm getting a number one, and I hope to do a number two later.
So you just preparing your stomach for tomorrow.
Pretty much, you know. It's gonna be a lot of good times and good eating. And here we go, we're about to pay. Watch this, surfer. This is how you do it. Alright, there you go. See you now, surfer. You deal with the folk at the window by giving them exact change. That way, the order process goes nice and smooth. Yeah, that was 20.54. You heard her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right, let's put that here. All right, thank you. Got one drink, two drinks. All right. And, oh, wow, this is cool. All right, thanks. Why don't you check to make sure everything's in there? Because, you know, last time, not everything was there. I ordered, let's see, a Chick-fil-A, two Chick-fil-A sandwiches and your sandwich. All right, plus those two fries. All right, surfer, there. My order's here. Now it's time to have a good meal.
Do you get their milkshake sometimes?
And once in a blue moon. They're okay. What? Oh, they didn't give you sauce? Oh, I did ask for sauce. You sure? See, Surfer would make me go back and get sauce.
No, I wouldn't. You talking to who are you exactly talking to on the other end?
Doom.
No. Double A's not in the car by himself.
Who do you think I'm talking to?
Well, you never properly introduced us.
It's my girlfriend. Who do you think I'm talking to? I'm talking to a stranger?
I know that, but you never said, hey, this is my girlfriend, Triple A, or, you know?
Yeah, okay, we'll call her that, Triple A. This is my girlfriend, Triple A. She's the boss of me.
Tell her to say hello.
Say hello.
Hi.
There you go, see?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm not doing so bad. I'm being forced to work on a Wednesday night, but never going to happen again. Not in this lifetime.
Yeah, he's been forced to work on a Wednesday night because if I didn't replace that damn show on his left, he would have thrown a temper tantrum. But anyways, I would like to get back to your show because I'm driving and I'm also noshing and, you know, I can't do everything while driving the mean streets of Miami Lakes.
I had a question for you, Double A. What kind of stuffing, man, are you? Cornbread or the bread stuffing?
Well, I don't do stuffing. Stuffing for me is sacrilege. I mean, everybody else can eat it, but I don't touch that stuff.
So you bring up stuffing. Do you like stuffing made on the side? You like stuffing made inside the turkey? I'm talking to Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom.
Okay, doctor.
Well, I fry all my turkey, so I like making mine on the side.
Okay.
Well, that's good. You know, these fries are damn good today. They put salt on them, which is good.
Are they hot? Like fresh out the oil?
They're hot.
Yeah, because Chick-fil-A fries, once they start getting cold, not worth it.
I'd still eat them.
They make me sick. Once they're cold.
The sign of the times, sir. For this is a sign of your age. If a cold French fry is making you sick, something ain't right.
You don't strike fear in their heart, sir. For this should be making you hot food all the time when you go through.
Well, you know, sometimes those fries sit there for a few minutes in that little under that light, and then
they also know when Surfer comes on free Chick-fil-A day. They know who they're dealing with.
They got to sign up. See this guy.
Serve him what's at the bottom of the bin. Here? Okay. Now, see, you're distracting me, server. I almost missed my turn on the palmetto.
I haven't said a word, so don't blame that shit on me.
Come on now, let's be civilized now. You know, let's be nice. It's Thanksgiving.
Hey, look at that. I'm. I guess we're in Hialeah now. We're in some sketchy neighborhood because I hear the helicopter looking for somebody.
Got that hot foot pursuit.
Somebody's on fire. I hear a helicopter somewhere.
Well, Dory.
Well, I'm going to get back to my fries and my driving.
Okay.
And you get back to your show, which you should be producing. And, And what? Am I eating too many fries?
Is he double dipping the fries, hitting both?
Wow. No, I keep reaching into the bag.
Giving off the top.
I'm eating your fries, Rob. I'm sorry. All right, well, server, enjoy your Thanksgiving and your classic chicken dinner, Swanson's banquet, whatever it is. You know, and Dr. Doom, well, you enjoy your stuffing on the side. And well, I'm gonna steal one more of her fries. Good stuff. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Good night.
Later.
You eat the boss and me. Skype is acting up.
Want to talk about some more comics?
Sure. Why not? What do you want to talk about?
I think I read the second issue of the Infamous Doom.
Okay.
I read the first two, caught up. I don't like how all these issues are starting up after a major arc. Like, you already know something's going to happen to Tony Stark, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's because when they plan these crossover events, like, the artist doesn't get them drawn in time, so they get delayed. But, you know, when you got a whole line ready to restart after that event, are you going to hold that off an extra 2 months and not put out any books? Yeah. You got no choice but to put the books out, so...
Yeah. And I was just wondering, so is this armor like nanotechnology armor something?
It's his armor.
Yeah, but how's it, like, he's wearing regular clothes and it just, like, it pops up. Looks different from what I'm used to his armor being. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Like, his armor looks more like Iron Man's armor.
Yeah, it looks like Iron Man armor, but it's his Doom armor.
Well, I know it's his armor, but I'm just... curious if it's like a nano base armor or something, because it.
I haven't read it. I don't. I would think not, though. Yeah. I mean, like, is he using extremists or anything like that? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's something, because it's like most of the comic, he's walking around in a business suit kind of thing, and then stuff happens, and then he's using like magic. Then his armor just like comes out and like surrounds him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucked. That was fucked up. Like, when he had all that power doing Secret Wars, he couldn't even fix his own face.
Yeah.
As soon as Reed gets it, his face is fixed. He's like, oh damn.
I don't think. I think it was his.
Oh. Would you say that again now?
Maybe his ego wouldn't let him fix his face. Like, Doctor Strange won't fix his hands.
It's not that Doctor Strange won't fix his hand. He can't.
How's that?
It's just, you know, the damage is just beyond repair. Like the magic he uses allows him to do normal stuff, but as far as being a surgeon, his hands will never be that way again. And then there was when doing World War Hawk, he messed up his hands even more.
Yeah, he messes astral hands up. When he grabbed him in a spiritual plane, when he was fighting him.
No, but it wasn't. He used some kind of dark was magic.
Zom, yeah. I believe.
That messed his hands up even more.
Yeah. That was a great story, Art.
But World War Hawk?
Yeah.
And for the most part... there's a couple of things I didn't think was good about it, but it was one of the better ones. Thor wasn't around, so
yeah, but he was still dead.
Right. No, he wasn't dead. He.
Yeah, he was in another plane of existence.
No, he came back during.
He came back during Siege.
No. He came back during a Civil War.
That wasn't Thor.
No, listen. The Thor that killed Goliath wasn't the real Thor.
Yeah.
In that same story.
Yeah.
I mean, all those people was trying to pick up the hammer.
Yeah.
And this guy out of nowhere came up and took the hammer. That was Donald Blake. That happened during Civil War.
No, it didn't. That happened after Civil War.
No, that happened during Civil War.
But, I swear, because what happened was after Civil War went to Secret Invasion.
No. It happened during Civil War, but instead of like coming back saying, I'm Thor, he never came back right away, but he got his hammer right away. And then he set off to find the other Asgardians. That's why he was never a part of Civil War. But he came back during Civil War.
I'll have to go back and read.
Because one of the first things he did was whip Iron Man's ass for making a clone of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Then Secret Invasion hit.
But that was more like, that was like a year later.
Yeah. Touche.
I had some audio clips I was gonna play, but if Skype won't let me play them, I don't know what to do.
We could take over Skype together.
Why'd you say that?
You know, your power cosmic, my machines. You take over the world, sir.
Next time we'll have to do something later. Big Tone, why'd you call in, man? You in the chat room still? You know Captain Underpants ain't calling in. He just likes picking for people from afar. That's a big disappointment that you like that. I see Phil was in the chat room, or somebody close related to Phil.
Well, Tony C, you can't call his Cowboys out. Can't get a stipulation for the game. Because he did say if Washington get past Green Bay, come see him. So I'm trying to come see him tonight.
I don't know why you and Tony C care about these NFC teams. None of them won the Super Bowl this year.
Hey, it don't matter. This is beyond the Patriots. This is real hatred. I hate the Cowboys. He hate the Redskins.
Well, I hate the Cowboys too.
It's just the natural cause of life. The stars are aligned. Should be a good game tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, let's hope it's some real good games. Especially with the season winding down, you know, people are going to start getting injured.
Yeah. I just hope we don't have a butt fumble.
Well, I don't think your quarterback is capable of doing that.
No. Oh, a quarterback... At times, I don't know, he be a little too amped up.
Well, hey, he might hit a rookie wall soon, so.
Well, he ain't no rookie. Oh, no, that's right. Fourth
year. I'm thinking of Dallas as the quarterback.
Yeah.
He might hit it. Well, yeah, but Kirk Cousins, man, should he get paid or what?
Yeah, he should get paid.
Top but dollar?
Maybe not top dollar, right under there. The reason I want top dollar is every quarterback that got paid top dollar, the team that got shitty.
Yeah, because that's what happened with Romo. It was like he had those good games. The next thing you know, they was paying him what Brady was making.
Well, I've said for years that Tony Romo was worth saying for the Dallas Cowboys. And you had Cowboy fans say, no, he was a great quarterback. He get hurt this year and they got a good backup starting quarterback. Now they didn't kick him to the curb.
There's no way he could come back after the amount of games that guy won. I mean,
yeah,
it's one thing if it only been like two or three games and Romo came back. But when you get through almost half a season and you're on a roll, you don't want to mess that up. Romo wants to go to Denver.
That'd be a good fit. I don't want the Jets, and I damn sure don't want to see him go to Cleveland, because that's just...
Nah, I don't think he would want to go to a team that bad as Cleveland.
If Cleveland gets a rookie, you know, first round pick, I hope that Ricky hold him up like Eli did. Who did Eli hold up when he got drafted?
San Diego.
San Diego. They need to do that. If you go to Cleveland, you ain't gonna have no NFL career.
I don't know if it's the organization or just a bunch of dumb luck. Cause some at some point some quarterback gonna come along and be good enough for them.
Well, it's not about the quarterback being good. It's that offensive line was ain't they on like their seventh different starting quarterback?
Yeah, because the quarterbacks all suck.
They've been getting hurt. That don't matter about you sucking. If you're getting folded like a piece of paper, you should be okay. Who back there?
You might be Tomber.
Right.
Huh? So you might be right. Nobody else is calling in with Mr. Hightower. Where your boy at?
They're probably starting to dig the hole for that pig, you know. He hanging out with all those Samoans, so, you know, they gotta bury their pig and put it on the grill, you know, on the ground.
See, speaking of Samoans, I saw Moana.
Was that any good?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's real good for an animated cartoon.
Have you seen Fantastic Beasts yet, too?
Yeah, I saw that.
Was that all right?
Yeah, it's cool if you're a fan of that of Harry Potter and stuff. Yeah. Let's see. I saw Bad Santa 2.
Was that all right, or just too many years too late?
You can wait for that to come out on TV.
Too many years too late.
No, it's not that. It's just that it's the same as the original Bad Santa. I mean, just him just going around. Cursing, being vulgar and nasty, the little Tony Cox cursing, telling people to fuck you, and then this time they bring in what's her name? I'm blanking her name, but they bring her in to play his mother, and his mother's fucked up. I saw that Brad Pitt movie the other day.
I heard that was alright.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. But the boy was pussy whipped in that movie. Yeah, he was pussy whipped. And then they teasing the audience with Mario Cotillard showing a little side boob with her.
Now that's a gimmick. Side boobs a gimmick now.
Why you say that?
That's good. Oh, hey, all these Hollywood starlets walking around fishnet t-shirts, no shirt. What is side boob no more? They showing everything now.
you gotta keep the side boob, you know. Get a little taste without going too overboard.
I guess Overboard is in and teasing is taboo now.
maybe.
Oh, we go to TV. So what you thinking about this Inhumans TV show?
Well, if they're going to do the royal family, then I have no problem.
That's what I heard it was.
But if they're not going to do the royal family, then it's the same thing they do on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Just some random people with powers.
Yeah. As long as they don't have Mac, I'm good.
Have who?
Mac. I can't stand Mac.
Why don't you like Mac?
Because he's like watching paint dry.
Well, come on, we got to have a little representation on that.
I've always said I wanted Trip to be the black.
I was pissed when they killed Trip off.
Cause I'd rather have Trip than Mac. because to this day they still haven't had nobody to kind of replace a Ward-like character. They tried making Daisy, but Trip would have been like a good alpha.
They don't need to replace Ward.
What I meant was,
they didn't need a character like him per se.
Well, I meant not his. I'm talking about the leader, the tactical, could do anything kind of leader. Because you know, Trip was like right under Ward in terms of he could do any kind of mission.
No, actually, he just did to be the younger White League.
But you got Mac walking around just angry for no reason.
My problem ain't him being angry. It's always his. He bitches too much about things.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say he's angry. Like he's reluctant to do anything, and then when he does do it, he complains about it.
Yeah. He just looks mad all the time. That's, like I said. And what they're going to do with Bobby and the English dude, they're not coming back?
Oh, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, because they left the show because they were supposed to be getting a spinoff, and then they weren't getting it, then they was getting it, and then they're not getting it.
Yeah.
You've been watching the favorite show on my show Gotham?
Nah, I've been either playing video games, studying, or watching Raw on Mondays.
Yeah, they cut Tabitha Lucas's hand off. It was nasty too.
I think Gotham introduced too many supervillains. And if I was them, I would have focused more on the mafia kind of supervillain.
That's what I thought too. Is like you know, you had Maroni and you had.
I would have, if they wanted to do something, I would have had the ventriloquist. But it would have been the guy playing the ventriloquist. But then he would have start hallucinating a little bit and getting that. It would have been a younger version of him, so he would have been talking to himself. You know, having that third part. You know, show his schizophrenia.
And then, like, they can't have Bruce Wayne become Batman because he's too young.
Yeah.
You know, that boy, that kid did shoot up in height, like, over the course of a year.
Yeah.
Because there was a scene where he was standing there with Commissioner Gordon, and they were the same height.
Yeah, that's... what other villains would you have put? Maybe Black Mask?
No.
Well, man, not him with the mask, but before then.
No, okay. The Penguin made a little bit of sense. A pre-Riddler, even though now he's
I think he's too old.
Who's too old?
The Riddler.
What? No, how's he too old?
Nah. Well, how old is he in the comics?
Oh, in the comics. I guess he's middle aged in the comics.
Yeah, but same age as Batman. That's what I would have had. I probably would have did Mr. Zazz.
I don't know if he has to be the same age as him or not.
Yeah.
But,
I would have did maybe Mr. Zazz.
Yeah, he's been on there.
Okay. Starting off as a serial killer?
No, he, worked. He's worked for different mob bosses.
Oh.
Like he showed up like a couple weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
Because the Riddler was making the Penguin's boy Butch trying to kill him, or he's gonna kill Tabitha. Yeah. And Zazz was like, he takes. He loves doing shit like that, so he doesn't show up all the time, but he's showing up on there. But Now they got a poison ivy. They aged her from a little girl to an adult.
Would you think they should have was it Boris Karloff, the original Clayface? He could have started off as an aspiring actor.
No. Mm. See, that's the thing. No. Like, they had Killer Croc show up in one episode at the beginning of the season. Somebody like that shouldn't be showing up because the police can't handle him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about like their alter egos before then, or have, you know, what I meant was them before they got their powers.
A lot of those criminals didn't become criminals until they got corrupted.
Yeah.
True. Like, we haven't seen Harvey Dent since the end of season one. And he's still around, but he's not going to be Two-Face until he gets his face burnt off.
Yeah, by the accident with Batman and whoever villain.
Well, the person who did it is dead. That was Maroni. Like, he had Maroni on trial.
Yeah,
he threw some acid and he hit Two-Face in the face, and that's how he went nuts and became Two-Face.
So it should have just been a straight a mafia crime.
Yeah, pretty much. And you know, they got the Penguin in love with the Riddler.
I don't understand. That's another thing that kills me is like what they do with Alan Scott. They write new things and make characters gay and lesbian instead of swap making new characters.
Well, I don't know if it's a case of the Penguin being gay as opposed to just being emotionally needy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, the person who plays him is gay in real life.
Yeah.
But I think he fell in love with the Riddler because Riddler did so much for him, and he, like, since his mother was killed, he has not had anybody to
So you're saying more of a man crush or bromance?
No, he's in love with him, but I don't think he's in love with him because the character was always gay. I just think he just thinks that, oh, this guy's done so much for me, I'm in love with him.
Yeah.
But then he got all jealous when the Riddler's like, yeah, I got a new girl, and he ended up killing her. And then the Riddler thought that Butch did it. But then he realized Butch didn't do it because Butch said, yeah, when I shot her in the head, she told me she needed a real man, but that's not how his girlfriend died. And once he figured out it couldn't have been Butch, he realized he fucked up.
Yeah.
And then they got the Court of Owls showing up.
Like, and
they spent half the season what had to do with the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
I have a question. The guy that plays the Mad Hatter, you think he would have made a good Gambit?
I don't know.
He has the look, and he's tall and lanky. He has a little bit of charisma. Instead of a Channing Tatum that's like short and blocky, I'm talking about physically stature. You think, you know?
I don't know. Sometimes with these characters, I can't get past their voice.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And speaking of Channing Tatum, that movie was supposed to come out this year. Now, I don't know when they're going to make it now.
I really despise Fox as a superhero making. At first it was good, but it's been a string of bombs.
Well, Deadpool wasn't a bomb.
That was the one exception. Out of how many and how many years?
What do you mean? They got four good X-Men movies. A good Wolverine movie. And a Deadpool movie. Now.
What, two X-Men?
Four good X-Men.
The first two. First Class and Days of the Future of the Past.
Mm-hmm.
But then the third movie's bombed. They sucked.
Logan looks like he's gonna be the bomb. Hold on. Excuse me. Logan looks like it's going to be good.
Yeah. But it's like they just really hurt the X-Men universe in the cinematic way.
Well, because unfortunately Fox don't have no stakes in keeping it like the comics, because they want to make money off their own characters. And Marvel used to adjust their characters to the movies, but they're not doing that shit for Fox anymore.
Yeah.
You see, they didn't make Johnny Storm black in the comics.
No. But I thought that... How did they explain that? What, that Johnny? His sister was white and he was adopted?
No, the sister was adopted. Because the father was black.
Yeah.
And he was a scientist. And he adopted Sue Storm.
Yeah.
And that's how they were brother and sister.
I never liked that. I liked them being biological brother and sister.
Well, the guy liked working with
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
But they and they also could have gave Thing some tights at least.
Well, it doesn't matter. It wasn't like he did much in the movie. I mean,
yeah.
That was one of the problems with that last Fantastic Four movie. They really didn't go out and be a team and fight nobody except for them stopping Doom at the end.
That wasn't Dr. Doom. That was some imposter. I'm sorry. I think that the best Dr. Doom we got so far was the one from that straight to VHS that never got released. Fantastic Four movie.
The Roger Corman.
Yeah, I remember getting that, having that on VHS way back in the day.
Yeah, I mean it was made so that they could keep the rights to the thing, and then it became sold at a convention and stuff.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I miss about conventions is, those old shows being sold on bootleg.
Mm-hmm.
But they clamped down on that shit.
Yeah, I think I went to one in 92 when Leonard Nimoy wrote that. You remember that comic series Leonard Nimoy had?
Which one?
It was the one like the animals. I got to go through some old boxes. It was... I know it was like a big rhino dude. It was in New York. It was one of the old New York Comic Cons. And it was like a real big rhino. I think it was like maybe Tech something.
I need to go into my old boxes and find some duplicates I can sell off.
Yeah. I got some original copies of the Max. I don't know if those are worth anything.
Max, that's 90s now.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff of the 90s... Unless you got like a rare cover or something, or
no, those hollow covers.
No, I mean you're talking about that, like when Spider-Man, when X-Men number one came out,
yeah,
and they sold like a million copies. There may be a version that's worth a little bit of money because it wasn't many versions of that cover, but the rest ain't worth shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they did kind of whore out comics in the 90s.
Well, it wasn't that. When the death of Superman got in the news, it created a rush, and people started running out buying comic books thinking it was going to make them rich.
Yeah.
And then when they found out it wasn't, the bubble popped.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, I got some duplicates from the 70s. I know I could... get a little bit of money for him.
Yeah. I don't know. I got a couple Namor comics from the 80s. That's about the oldest I got.
Yeah, you might find something. I think the one book... That's not even a 90s book, so now strike that. I was thinking about an issue of Spider-Man I got, but... I know that's not in the 90s because it was an issue after 9/11.
Oh yeah.
And the cover was all black with nothing printed on there, and They didn't make many of them because people didn't know it was coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, man. What's everybody hiding? Are they cooking?
I don't know.
Are they making are they getting their greens ready or something?
I don't know. It just proves I have no friends around here. So you going out for Black Friday?
No, I don't have nothing I need to get. If I'd have went, I'll probably get me another waffle maker. I don't need no TVs. But here in Virginia, they don't, at least in my area, they don't do like they see on the videos when they got all the TVs in a pile and they just open the door and everybody run in. You got to wait in line. Then they pass out.
Best Buy?
Best Buy, any places here.
No, at Best Buy, that's what they always do. They'll give out, you know, the amount of tickets they have for
the Walmarts here, all the stores.
The Walmart here don't do that. It is a free-for-all.
Nah, they don't do free-for-all here.
Well, actually, I think they started giving out tickets once they went 24 hours. Because
yeah, after Black Friday, then it's a free-for-all. But this is one of those concealed carry states, so they can't be letting people go crazy. And they saying there'll be shootings.
Because the one up here, since they'll be open, they'll let you go wait in that department until the sale starts at 6 p.m.
Yeah. You'll wait, and they'll pass out the coupons and the tickets. And
but
stuff,
I noticed. So. They're not having a one-hour sale like they do in the past.
Nah.
Like, if you buy that particular item in that first hour, you're guaranteed to have it by Christmas.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be doing that this year.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, I tell you, man, it's a once they moved Black Friday to 6 o'clock in the evening, I'm like, nah. I mean.
Nah, I'm about to have an anti-Christmas statement because Halloween is one of my favorite times of the year because I can scare kids. But it's getting on my nerves. Like September 25th, they're starting to pull Christmas stuff out. This got to stop. Christmas, that's what, about 3-4 months before Christmas even gets here? They don't need to be putting Christmas stuff out in the summer.
It's not that bad of a thing, only because it'll allow some people to get stuff over time as opposed to trying to pay for a bunch of stuff at one time.
I'm talking about the decorations
and
all that.
I know. You get the decorations out the way early. Yeah. You have more money to spend on the bullshit.
But I just got a feeling in a couple of years, it's going to be like July 4th, they're going to start putting Christmas stuff out. Just
never heard of it. You never heard of Christmas in July?
No. You're supposed to be buying firecrackers in July.
No, it's Christmas. Supposedly, Jesus wasn't born in December. He was born in July.
Yeah, I mean, if you follow the stories and stuff, that you can't see the North Star at the time. And December 24th started like the winter solstice and all this other.
Yeah, that's all that come from.
I'm a history buff. I have to read my history, but also December, the deca means 10 or something. Mm-hmm. So technically, it is supposed to be October 24th.
But when he was born.
Yeah. But because it was only
It was only 10 months.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know. You know, it's almost a pagan holiday.
Almost.
Well, it is. It's commercialized because it's not how they say the real time. But that's another conspiracy theory. We can do that on the Christmas roundtable.
Excuse me.
If they have one.
But you go out and get it for the little ones in your house, right? You go buy
I got a 2 and a 7 month old.
What do they want this year?
I'll probably get my oldest son probably some PJ Masks toys.
PJ?
PJ Masks are like bedtime superheroes, so they go fight crime at night.
Oh, pajamas.
Yeah, it's called PJ Masks. And he likes the Lion Guard.
When you was a kid, how long did it take for your Christmas toys to break?
I can't remember. I don't remember having all my toys. I got like action figures and stuff, so I still got some to this day. Like getting passed down to my son on my old G.I. Joe, Marvel action figures, Power Rangers.
See, I had an older brother. We were both rough on the toys, and then people would come over, and then stuff would just get
destroyed.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, I try to take care of my toys. They mostly got like lost. Like, you know, you move, your parents put them somewhere, they go to the attic and never come down. That kind of thing. They just disappear. But we never, me and my brother, we never really broke our toys. We used to have like wars and stuff. We'd divide the toys up and have battles. But your toys are different from my. You probably had more of those metal-based toys.
Some of them were. But, you know, I did have some action figures. 12-inch G.I. Joe.
Kung Fu Grip. I had the 6-inch G.I. Joes.
Big Jim. I always thought Big Jim was better.
Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. $6 Million Man. Of course, my favorite G.I. Joe was Bullet Man. You ever heard of Bullet Man?
Nah.
Yeah, the human bullet. He had this thing that you could...
I was more of a Snake Eyes man.
Yeah, he had this thing that you run the string through and you slide him down the string. So you slam into whatever you wanted to break up.
Was you a Gundam fan growing up? Because I know when, probably in the 70s, that's when the original Gundam series came out.
No, not really.
Or was you a Astro Boy?
Yeah, I watched Astro Boy, Marine Boy, Kimber.
Yeah, Marine Boy was cool with the oxygen gum.
Yeah. Then, of course, I was into the live action ones like Ultraman and Johnny Sacco, which comes on today on one of these cable channels.
Did you like the Thunderbirds?
Not as much as Captain Scarlet.
Okay. You think Johnny Quest was right up Tony C's line of thinking?
What do you mean?
You know, the racial overtones, the racial insensitivity.
I was never really a Johnny Quest fan.
You know, they call my man Haji. Yeah. They always killed the natives.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if Tony C was writing that show back then.
Now, you mentioned Gundam. I did watch G-Force.
Yeah.
And Star Blazers.
Star Blazers was like the Cowboys in space, right?
No, it was like the premise was Earth was being attacked by this alien race, and it was dropping these bombs and making Earth unlivable for humans. Yeah. And all the humans that was remaining, they was living on the ground, but it was getting to a point where the radiation was going to get to them.
Yeah.
So they get a message from another planet. It was like, hey, we have a device that'll save your planet. You got to come get it. And they sent them the technology to build a ship to go travel to the planet. So they took a Earth battleship and refitted to go out in space. And it had this, and the exact thing that made it travel faster than light could also become a weapon.
Was it the was Yamato. It the Japanese version? Was the Yamato?
Yamato, yes.
Yep. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I just didn't know the Japanese name. Did you like Robotech?
No. I was like the only one who didn't care for Robotech, because every time I tune in, there was nothing happening. It was like
talking.
It was just a human drama, but
yeah.
I'm like, where's the action?
Yeah. Transformers and little Doom's actually a DJ at times too. I have to keep up with a lot of things, but one of your famous DJs created something from Transformers.
You talking about Jazzy Jeff?
Yep.
Yeah, him and DJ Cash Money, they started that Transformer craze.
Yeah, Cash Money is one of my favorite DJs.
I didn't know you knew about Cash Money.
Oh, come on.
Now, the reason why I say that. Now, where do you live?
I'm from Virginia.
Right. Okay. When they both came up at the same time.
Yeah.
Most of us thought that Cash Money was the better
DJ.
So when Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince put out Girls of the World Ain't Nothing But Trouble, and they started hitting the bed, we like, oh, we can't wait to Cash Money puts out his album. He's gonna blow Jazzy Jeff away.
Yeah.
But his
was it Wheels of Steel, right? Nope. I'm trying to remember what was the.
But his MC wasn't as good as Jazzy Jeff. Yep. I mean, he wasn't as good as Will Smith. So.
Yeah, that was back when you had to be a package in hip hop. And then they just left the DJs around. But Cash Money is the only DJ to ever be banned from a competition because he was so good. He was he's the only DJ banned from the DMC competition after he won it. Because the first time I seen him was the World Champs
mm-hmm.
on was it MTV back when they used to show music events.
MTV used to show music?
Yeah, you know, they used to show, you know, world DJ competitions and stuff. And now it's just,
you know. It's reality shows about getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, Teen Moms.
That's why it's not no longer called music television, because they don't play music. Except they for maybe for an hour on the weekend.
They got Teen Wolf up there, and they just killing people. I'm like, where's the werewolf playing basketball at? And my kid, my stepdaughter's looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, the dude's a wolf. He need to be playing basketball.
So it's not as lighthearted as the movies.
No, Teen Wolf is like Twilight. He just going around killing folks and all this conspiracy, but it ain't nothing about a werewolf going through puberty or nothing. None of that. It's a bunch of young dudes with shirts off and ripped abs. This is horrible.
Yeah, glad I don't watch it then.
You'll probably flip a lid.
Not really. I mean, the Teen Wolf movie was okay. I wasn't a big fan of it.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, when you put out a movie that states this, and then you tune in and watch it, and then it's like, this ain't nothing about Teen Wolf. You turn drama.
Yeah, that's what the kids want. The kids get what they want.
Well, let's get back to music. So, do you miss the old ways of, I call it the old ways of the Force with DJing and MCing when it was about a group? And if when they battled, it wasn't about shooting people. It was more about, I'll beat you with this rhyme this week. Next week, you come back with your crew,
And they'll battle again. The whole thing about hip-hop was to stop the violence.
Yeah.
That's where breakdancing started off. It was them competing without beating each other up.
Yeah.
And I don't even understand music today. Like,
these battle rappers now, They're not even rhyming. They're just dissing the dude. And everybody's like, ooh, nah, he's not even rhyming. And I'm more
well, like, I kind of blame the way music is today on the record companies.
I'll even go back one further. I blame NWA.
No, I wouldn't blame them.
Well, here.
No, go ahead.
Hear me out. You remember before NWA came out, mm-hmm. that's when we had the golden age of rap. Mm-hmm. You had Big Daddy Kane, all that. Literally overnight, NWA blew up. I can't remember what happened to all those rappers during that time. It's just like literally overnight, their careers were over.
Their careers wasn't over. It was just a shift in what people wanted to hear. But plus, there's very few rappers that have longevity anyway. Because you run out of things to say. I realized that with Run DMC. It was like, by the time their fifth album came out, they were still rapping about chicken and collard greens. And that's when I knew, no, they don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of rappers. But today,
it's been the same thing for like the last 15 years.
Today, you can be, great. You can have a great message. But if the record company is only going to take somebody go, and that's all they're going to hire, then that's all everybody's going to do to get that contract.
Yeah. Oh, you mumble? All right, you talking about world peace? Nah, get to the back of the line, buddy.
I see them talk about rappers like Future. Like, I don't know what the fuck he raps about.
He need to be super kicked. That'd be about
Young Thug. I don't know what the fuck he raps about.
Yeah, and I'm way younger than you. It was like the message of hip hop, purity of the music. It's gone. Like, so I'll have a house party and I'll do a little scratching on my turntables, and young kids will look at me like I'm crazy. Like, what am I doing? It's like, man, y'all. I just say that, hey, we probably just need to go and get off hip hop and maybe go back to Bluetooth or something.
Do you still use vinyl oil or do you got it?
I got both. I got digital coded vinyl, so if I don't have to. I got about 200 records at the house, but I don't want to go around have to dig through records for, a lot of these songs and stuff. So they have like digital vinyl.
Yeah,
so,
does it make it easier to DJ with the equipment they have now?
Yeah. So it's like the digital vinyl. It's still like using regular vinyl. It's regular vinyl, but it's time coded, so it tells the computer where's the placement at and stuff. So when you scratch on the real vinyl, mm-hmm. it stops on the computer. But you still have to do the regular stuff. You gotta know what you're doing, but it's more of a, you don't have to carry a backpack full of records and stuff just to play and stuff.
Yeah, I see the equipment people use today, so.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it made it easier or not.
Oh, it did. Because you could have 10,000 records on a laptop.
Let me rephrase it. Does it make it easier for the average person to learn how to do that?
I'll go yes and no. It depends on the program. Like virtual DJ, you don't even need turntables, but I use a program called Serato Scratch, and you have to know how to DJ to use it. All it is just, it's you able to use MP3s with records. That's all.
You know, another thing that went wrong with rap music in the 90s, I started noticing when I was just before I stopped going to clubs, that these DJs was doing the same songs over and over in the mixes. It was like they were still doing songs for like 3-4 years ago, in the same mixes every weekend. So,
yeah. Well, I think you need to, with DJs, you can't have a DJ residency. It's got to be like the territories of wrestling. All right, I play this club one night. Then the next night I go to another club, but that DJ from the other club goes to the club I play. So you get a mixture, you know, different styles every night, like touring and stuff.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Yeah. Because guys are stingy with money. Oh, I'm getting $600 a night. Instead of having, like, a community and guys just playing different clubs.
And then I got to, I could tell if they were just, they weren't really doing any DJing. It was just a tape of the mix they had already made.
Yeah, pre-recorded mix. Yeah, I mean, if you're taking a break, I'll throw that on. Just, you know, go use the bathroom, get a drink or something, have a couple songs play that way. Mm-hmm. But not your whole thing. You need to be able to, like, you know, I use Star Wars reference. You got to be able to control the crowd with the Force. So I used to always make, when I was single, just make jokes. Like, you know, you get a woman to do anything, you play the right kind of music in the club. So you get it going high, you know, you get the club going, everybody jumping around. Then you want to be funny, you want to play a little bit of Too Loud Crew. Girl might, you know, she might lose her inhibitions because of the way the music's playing. You know, she might take her clothes off. You never know.
It was,
but it's,
I always found it hard to find a good club when I was clubbing. It was either they were too small or too uptight.
I'll tell you one thing. If you ever get out of the country, Europe has a lot of great hip-hop clubs.
I believe it. There was this one club, it was so small, you'd be standing up against the wall, and somebody was dancing next to you because there was no place else to go. Like it was just a room. So you got people standing around the wall, and then everybody inside of them dancing, and you had like no room. And it started off where it was packed, but then slowly people stopped going because it was too small. And there was this one club I thought was the best club I've ever been to. It was you know Randall Cunningham, right? You remember him?
He's a football. Yeah.
He used to own this club. It was over in Jersey. We used to go nuts in that place. And then one day, we went there, and they're like, you can't go upstairs. They're like, what do you mean you can't go upstairs?
A VIP?
No. They opened up a club downstairs that wasn't as nice. And people stopped going after that. What y'all eating?
Oh, nah. I was giving my son marshmallows. Man, he's a little picky. He don't like his hands dirty.
They did a joke about marshmallows on Brooklyn Nine-Nine this week.
I don't watch that.
You don't?
Nah, I'm more of a stand-up kind of man for comedy.
You should watch it. They be tripping.
What night it comes on?
Tuesdays.
I'm watching SmackDown.
You don't have a DVR?
Yeah.
So then set your DVR.
It's hard. I have a gaming addiction. So, you know, usually playing a shooting game or something. or Marvel Heroes.
On demand.
Huh?
On demand. Excuse me.
Man, I might have to try to see if I can call Tony C out one more time. About this Dallas Washington game, but guess he ain't listening. He hiding.
That's Tony C for you.
Lurking in the shadows.
Yeah, as his wife probably said, don't you get on that Skype tonight. Yes, dear.
No rage, no nothing. What's going on?
Did you hear Rage the other night? Yesterday?
Laughing about Goldberg?
No, trying to say I had big tits. He must have been looked in the mirror.
I don't know. We have never seen an accurate photo of a surfer. You like Bigfoot, so we don't know what you look like.
I said that I don't like putting pictures on the internet.
Yeah. Well, I don't like taking pictures either.
I just said I don't like taking pictures. I just don't want my photo on Facebook or on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, I'm starting to get the hiccups. Well, people don't call in soon, I'm going to call it early night. I'm not going to stay on for
it. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it going.
I know it was a show. Instead, they all jerking off somewhere. That's all right. Next year, I won't invite them to no dinner party.
They won't get the invite.
So, did you see the trailer for the Smurfs movie?
Nah, I don't like the Smurfs.
You didn't like the cartoon at all?
Nope. I was Heathcliff, Transformer, I'd rather for them to come out with a Muppet Babies movie than the damn Smurfs.
Well, this is the first trailer I've seen that I think the movie's going to be worth watching, because those other two, they weren't that great.
Yeah.
But this time, it's all CG. They staying in the Smurf, but they're not coming to New York and running around with some adult.
Like the Alvin and Chipmunks movie.
Yeah.
That killed the dude from My Name is Earl, killed his career.
Nah, they didn't kill his career. He's hooked up. Sorry, he's hooked up with people. His career is not over.
Oh,
that's probably just a quick paycheck to so he can feed the kids. But apparently they're gonna be looking for a lost village.
Are they gonna have more female Smurfs?
It seemed like that.
The Amazon Smurfs.
The first thing it says is, what do they all have in common? They're all male, except for one. So, maybe there's an all-female village out there. And then, trailer for Cars 3 came out this week. Teaser trailer.
It looks like that's all right. I'll probably get those movies when they come out for my son.
Well, the teaser is, it looks like Lightning McQueen. It ends with him in one of those horrific crashes where the car's flipping over and pieces are falling off and smoke everywhere. So, you know, if you saw a real car crash like that, that'd be fucked up.
Yeah. Any word on the Incredibles 2?
They're working on it.
Okay. I can't wait for that one.
Me too. That was long overdue. I used to read the comic book when Boom was putting it out.
Yeah.
And then you thought Marvel would put one out, and they haven't yet. They dropped the ball on it.
Well, it seems like the only thing Marvel has been working on is the Avengers and the Inhumans.
Yeah, but since it's all owned by the same company, you would say, hey, you know, we got these Disney properties. Start a new imprint and get it cranking.
Yeah, like all the Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck comics.
My favorite part of Incredibles is on the DVD where they show the
the babysitter.
No. They were showing the pilot for the TV show Mr. Incredible and Ozone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done in the 60s way, and they got a bunny rabbit. And you watch it straight. And then there's another video where the two men are commentating on that pilot. And Frozone is just going off over the fact that they're making him look bad throughout the pilot. He's trying to figure out why there's a fucking bunny. And why does he have to be rescued by the white man? And Mr. Fantastic, it's just a TV show. Don't worry about it. So I hope with Incredibles 2, one, time went by, and they're not all the same ages. Like, Jack's a little older, Dash is older, and Violet's older.
Yeah.
But I doubt they would have the foresight to do that.
And they got new superheroes.
Yeah, like more superheroes have come out because of them. And more villains.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, we ain't talking about Legion. What you think about that?
For the TV show?
Yeah.
I wait till it comes on before I... It hasn't come on yet, has it?
Nah, I'm just saying what you think of it.
I need to see a full episode.
Yeah.
The trailers don't tell me much.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about Fox, though.
Yeah. And about reboots. What you thinking about that Highlander reboot that's supposed to be coming out? They got a new director.
Yeah, I posted. Don't you follow my page on Facebook?
Probably don't. Maybe I have to check. I barely get on Facebook.
Cause I posted all that on there about the Highlander.
Yeah.
And
I can't see Tom Cruise being Ramirez.
But I was never. One, I was never a big Highlander fan because, like, I didn't see the first one when that originally came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was a little confusing without knowing seeing the first one. And then the third one.
Oh, that's up.
They swore that was the final battle. And then it turned out it wasn't the final battle. That ain't it the one where he fights Mario Van Peebles at the end?
Yeah. Well, the first one's supposed to have been a final battle.
Because
he killed all the first one, he killed all the last of immortal. And then they start making sequels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mostly stand on the first movie and the TV series. First movie was like, to me, so I love the 80s. It was a lot of good storytelling.
Okay, my deal is, why were they immortal? Why did they all have to kill each other off?
Well, like, again, if you go by on the first movie, it was just how it was, like a natural course of life. And then they try to explain all that in the second movie. I'm just saying it's a standalone movie. It's a universe. It was something different.
And how do you become immortal in the first place?
I guess you're born that way.
Yeah, how are you born an immortal?
I don't know. Well, they die. That was something they never explained. Like, because I'm in the TV series, I always ask that question. But I just said the premise of the movie was good. Like a good fantasy movie.
So, like, how did they know to cut each other's heads off? Like, the first one was done by accident. The guy said, hey, I got some more power. I should go around find some more people.
Well, I guess some of the original mortals or whatever. Like I said, I have to read up on the history, but like the lore. You know, like how... Have you ever watched the first movie?
Parts of it.
You should watch it. They explain some of the stuff. I mean,
I think that boat has sailed. Huh? I think that boat has sailed for me.
Well, you know how y'all get on rage about watching old movies? You should do it.
It's not that I don't or can't. I just don't think that the Highlander concept, that has passed me by. It's like I've seen enough to not care about it.
Well, it's because of those... Yeah, like, I watched For me, I always have to watch the original of something to get the feel of the reason why they're spawning sequels. Because at least the source material has to be good before they fuck it up.
And who was clamoring for them to redo Highlander?
I guess a lot of people. It's one of those... You could... I mean, it has a following. I mean, it had a TV show that had like 6 seasons and a spinoff.
Okay, if you say so.
It's not for everybody. It's probably
that's
like
what I'm saying. It's not for me. It's just one of those things that it's not going to register with me. So
I mean, they had the Freebirds in the movie.
The wrestler Freebirds?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then the beginning of the movie.
All 3 of them?
Like, yeah, it's a wrestling match. That's how the movie starts off. They're fighting. He's sitting in the crowd. It's an actual wrestling match. It might be WWF because it's set in New York. So it's a rarity because that's when the Freebirds were in New York.
Christopher Lambert was never a strong actor.
Yeah. But I'm a Sean Connery fan, so.
Did he supposedly died in the first one and came back in the second one?
That's, again, it's the 80s. It's the same decade that Jason gets blown up, and then somehow they reanimate his body. They just written in plot, you know, Deus Ex, they come up with a machine or something, plot hole to get that actor back, because it was, but he actually dies in the past. Like Sean Connery dies 200 years, and it's a lot of flashbacks in the movie.
Okay.
So the flashbacks are telling the story. So Sean Connery dies like halfway through the movie.
Well, hopefully, you know, do a movie worthy of what you want to see.
Yeah, I just say Tom Cruise is just too small to be.
They're going. What, he's supposed to be the star or the?
No, he's supposed to be Ramirez. Kind of like, it's almost like Ramirez is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the Highlander. He's a mentor.
There's no Obi-Wan but Obi-Wan.
Okay, well, I'm talking about that type of role. The mentor.
I know what you was trying to say. That's disrespectful to Obi-Wan. He's turning in his grave right now. He's turning in his fourth grave.
Hey, Sean Connery is just as good an actor as Alec Guinness. That's the best James Bond of all time. Damn, this Daniel Craig.
Yeah, but he did League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Hey, he retired. Okay. This is, let's look at his body of work over the years. I loved him in James Bond. I loved him in They're Going to Hunt for Red October. Okay. And League wasn't that bad. They just fucked that movie up.
It was bad.
The concept was fucked up in terms of how they portrayed the movie. He was good in Finding Forrester. He was good in The Rock. He was great in The Untouchables.
Okay.
I mean, I'm hitting different decades. We did hit the 80s, the 90s, the 60s, the 70s.
I would have wished he hadn't retired into the Commander McBride movie.
Yeah. But he's pushing 90, ain't he?
No, I'm saying, like, I wish he did a Commander McBride movie years ago. You know what cartoon talking about Commander McBride?
No.
It was one of those, what was it called? Something Fairy Tales. And so Commander McBride, he would sit there and you know, he's in one of those old folks country club. Mm-hmm. And he would talk to some guy next to him, like, yeah, I would tell you the time. He'd go off with these crazy over-the-top stories that seemed impossible. Like,
But he actually did it.
Well, all right, let me get to the joke. Like, he would tell the story. The person listening to him didn't want to hear, but he would get stuck there. And then, like, each episode, it was a different person with the same voice. So if you wasn't paying attention, you would think he was talking to the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
So the funniest part is, the last episode, somebody finally called him out on his bullshit about how he lies too fucking much. And the story he was telling, he talked about riding a pterodactyl or a dodo bird or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy called him out on it as they was walking out the building. And the next thing you know, some giant bird flew by and picked up the commander. You ever watch The Mighty Heroes?
No. What's that?
It was, these were the heroes. It was a strong man. Diaper Man, Rope Man, Tornado Man, and Cuckoo Man.
That sound like Mega Man bosses.
I see. I could send you a video. Well, are you in the chat room, right? Yeah, let me.
No, I'm not in the chat.
Not in the chat room no more?
No, I'm probably logged in, but my I'm on my phone.
So if I put something in the chat room, you wouldn't be able to get it?
Probably after I get off the phone, click on it. You can put the link in there.
It was they were supposed to have been a real superhero team, but they kept fucking up. Cause yeah, like strong man, he should have been like unbeatable, but he was just an oaf. And then Diaper Man, his problem was he was probably like one of the strongest ones, but he was still a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you the link to this one. Put this in the chat room.
And nobody else popped up in the chat room?
No. I'm about to say goodbye.
Man, we got all this food on this table. Man, we ain't got enough to go place.
Just take home as much as you want. I'll feed the homeless tomorrow. Speaking of homeless, let me tell you about all the homeless shows here on Rant EM Radio. After you're done stuffing your gut with food and drink, come back tomorrow for Friday for episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, 9 p.m. Then Saturday night, wrestling call-in show with William Morgan at 11. You can still talk about that a minute and 25 match between Brock Lesnar and Goldberg. And then I'll be on the air Sunday at 5 p.m. for the Weddy Reading Comic Book Show, giving you all the news and reviews for the week of comics. I'll probably do a review of Moana for you people that care. Tuesday, of course, is the rant with Double A and Tony C. He's live at 8 p.m. And then next week, you get an episode of Thumbstick Ninjas at 9. And then Thursday, Rent and Wrestling at 9 p.m. I don't know if there's a Rent and Wrestling tomorrow. I doubt it, but if you need to listen to something, it won't hurt you to tune in for a minute or two to see if they got an episode on or not. So, that's all the homeless programming here on Rent and Radio. And don't be cruel to animals. Feed the homeless tomorrow. Watching parades.
Bring back up on Black Friday.
Bring back up, you said?
Yeah.
Hey, I can't wait for the videos where people are fighting over a pile of electronics.
Oh, yeah.
And two people grab the same thing and they start tugging against each other.
I bet you those fights going to last longer than Brock Lesnar.
I don't know what's worse, here or over in Europe when that shit go down. Cause I don't think they don't do that shit in Europe. I've seen videos, they just be like gnawing at each other.
It's a brutal country over there.
Why are you gonna be black anyway?
I don't know.
Well, I know why, but I'm just joking.
Yeah.
No, a lot of these companies depend on Black Friday to actually get into the black on their profits.
Yeah.
That's why that's one of the reasons why they start calling it Black Friday. But now it's Black Thanksgiving, so.
It should be Black Member or something if they want to go black. We should get all November.
That could be a possibility. But then when would you have the doorbuster sales?
April. I don't know.
Now, another thing I used to find funny about Black Friday, people would, this was when it still would, they didn't open at 6 o'clock in the morning like normally should do. it would, you would watch people, they would go try to get in line at Best Buy. Well, they see that line is too long. So they drive over to the Target. They see that line is too long. Then they drive over to Walmart. Then they see that line is too long. Then they decide to drive over to Toys R Us and wait in line.
Yeah.
I don't even know if people wait in line for Toys R Us these days. Cause
nah, everybody go to those stores. Like around here, Kmart ain't that big. That's like the place you want to hit on Black Friday. I've seen for years.
I tried to go to a Kmart one Friday where my niece wanted to go get something. And we got out there, and they wasn't letting people in. They was afraid to let the people in. I used to have to work on Black Friday every year. Sucked. We had to go in 5 o'clock in the morning, and you know nobody's coming in to see you until like 11. Because I worked in a photography studio, and nobody's coming in 5 o'clock in the morning to get the picture taken.
Nope. So you do a lot of freelance photography, sir?
Yeah. Do studio work and do freelance work.
Is it like Peter Parker freelance?
No, you know, get hired to do jobs. I don't take pictures and hope to sell them, no. Captain Underpants, you really don't have any friends because you don't know what to say in the chat room.
Didn't your why don't he call in?
Didn't your mama teach you if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all? If you really think what you type in the chat room is hurting me, well, you're fooling yourself because I'm an adult and I could care less what you type in the chat room. So you're really just wasting your time. You could be a nice person, though, and be more respectful of your elders, but I don't think you're capable of it.
Put some respect on your name.
That's right. Put respect on my name. Not everybody says that. That's how it's played. That's played out now.
Oh, everything's played out. Something happens. Everybody jump on it.
Yeah, but it was cool for a brief second to tell somebody, put respect on my name. Not respect, respect. You gotta put that K on there and respect. Put respect on my name.
I thought less of Toni Braxton when I found out that she was dating Birdman. I thought she had class.
Wait, whoa, what?
You don't know what Birdman and Toni Braxton are dating?
That was just as bad as when Janet Jackson was married to that little mug.
Where have you been, sir? I might have to keep you posted on pop news.
Who was she married to? Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, that was Janet Jackson. That was at least better than damn Birdman and Toni Braxton. She was like a beautiful woman. And now I was like, I thought you had standards.
And maybe the standard is you got some money.
Well, I ain't saying like Mariah Carey.
Wait, so you like they've been seen out together a lot?
Man, he be coming on stage with her. Just type in Birdman and Toni Braxton and you just be taken back in awe.
Maybe she like guys that kiss other guys.
I don't know. It's scary. There's a lot of unnatural things happening, like Baron Moto said.
Speaking of stage, man, what do you think about Kanye?
He need to be struck by lightning, but.
I mean, have a look of passion for the man. He has not been the same since his mother died.
No, before his mother died. I'm a Jimi Hendrix fan, and when he compared himself to a modern day Jimi Hendrix, he lost me.
That's no big deal.
No, that's blasphemy. That man has no qualities of Jimmy. Yeah, you might have some music, but if you ever study Jimi Hendrix, he has no humility or nothing in him.
That's not a reason to dislike him. I mean, after his mother died, he like the chemical imbalance took over.
Not chemical imbalance before then. Like I said,
thinking you good don't give you a chemical imbalance.
Oh, the statement he said.
Shucks, I would think I was better than Jimi Hendrix too if I was a musician.
Nah.
Yeah, that's the mindset you gotta have.
Not the mindset, but like again, it's one of his rare interviews. When I'm talking about his mindset, was not about being the best or having people say the best. He's saying he's gonna be the best in that seat, and this was in the '60s when he. I would be the best guitar player in the world. He was a humble man. Being humble and great is different between being good and arrogant. And that's what I'm saying. I'd rather be great and humble and more worried about music than self-promoting myself to being the greatest person. Let your actions and your music make you great. Not you saying you're being great.
No, there's nothing wrong with him thinking himself great.
He's feeling himself too much.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. Don't ever think there's something wrong with that. I mean,
when you go on a television, radio interview and tell the person to shut up on that, I have anger problems. I would probably choke them to death if you do that. Like I said, his arrogance is going to be his downfall, or he'll be more of my moniker, Doom. What's Dr. Doom's downfall? His arrogance and hubris.
We know he's not all upstairs because he's still married to Kim Kardashian. Everybody else that married her.
Not married. Everybody else been with her. She got a rap sheet.
No, everybody, no one stays with her too long.
Yeah.
I think staying with her is sucking the life out of him.
The sucker busters, all of them, from the mama down, they kill every. It's a curse. Like Friday the 13th with that family.
The family makes their money off softcore porn.
Yeah.
And I don't fault them for making money, because as far as I'm concerned, I don't tune in because it's Kim Kardashian or one of the big-headed sisters, or the mom, or anything like that. That's just, enough people do. No one said I have to. And then, I don't know why I'm hearing about Rob and Black China.
You mean Fat Rob? This should be his rap name. I don't understand it. I mean, it came from the thing, I don't know why all these guys are wifing up all these strippers and making them better than, I don't know.
Hey, you wonder why people got with Corinne Steffens after her book and everything.
Man, come on now. I think the old days she would have probably been shot and taken out for spilling too much beans. What a Hollywood elite.
Her reputation
yeah.
was there, and yet... guys are still dating her and marrying her.
Wife and her, I don't understand it. Like I said, times are changing. She up there on Oprah crying, talking about in that video with her and Mr. Marcus that she was the victim. I thought Mr. Marcus was the victim in that video.
Because she's a porn with Mr. Marcus?
Yeah. You ain't seen that yet, Surfer?
I don't think I ever saw her in a porn.
She got Mr. Marcus on his tippy toes squirming.
Oh, from the head.
Yeah, and then when he gets his thing off, it sounds like Spider-Man shooting a web shooter.
Can't say that I saw it.
Just watch it and cut the audio. You'll hear it.
Like, I don't know where to find nothing like that.
Just any of the, get with Rage. He'll probably have the video saved in his his library.
Mr. Marcus still don't make porn, do he?
Nah, this is old. This is like in the 90s. Like late 90s. But yeah, if they take that sound bite and use it in a Spider-Man movie, it'd be the perfect web shooting sound. Yeah, a little sick humor for the night.
Oh boy.
I mean, if this was Friday Tuesday night, Double A could find him and play it.
I might be able to find it, but apparently no other sound is going over.
It's probably playing on the feed, but you know, Skype, you can't hear it.
So what should I type in? Superhead Mr. Marcus?
Yep.
Let's see what comes up on a Google search.
And even in the video, he asked her, she talking about being with Method Man and Red Man.
At the same time?
I don't know, but it's still no shame in her game. That's one of the few videos he actually strap up.
Did she have on a red shirt or she had on nothing?
It's outside. I think she had a red shirt when she walks out. So she should be walking up. And they're doing this outside in the daylight.
I think I found a video. I don't know if it's the right one. They only did one video?
Yeah, they did one, and then they did another one, like his rematch in like his house or something. But the first one's outside. That's the one you need to watch. It's the first one outside. I clicked on the link
and said it was removed for copyright reasons.
Which one were you using, like Pornhub?
No, I just did a regular search.
Yeah, it's on probably one of them bootleg ones. You keep searching. That's why we need Rage, because he can find it. That's his superpower.
Looks like that was removed too. Try this one. Yeah, they look like all those videos were taken offline.
Yeah, it's an old video, so. If I had my laptop up there, I could probably help you out with the search.
It's not a thing I need to find it, but.
You just want to hear that sound bite.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to call it a night. Well, Appreciate you calling in.
No problem.
Appreciate those that stuck around and listened for tonight. And everybody else, y'all can go to hell. Y'all can go straight to hell. I'm never going to forget this. Leave me hanging in a lurch.
You got to do it like Tony Schiavone. Hi, I'm Surfer. Everybody else, you go to hell.
I really thought I had some homies to depend on, but when it comes down to it.
Us dictators got to kind of stick together, sir.
Stop with that. Tony, see, he needs to come up with new material. He's dictator. Hey, he says dictator so much, I think he likes sucking dick, but.
Oh, that's a low blow. I was just,
That was to see if he was going to call in or not. But you know, he takes shots at me when I'm not on the air and shit. He thinks I don't hear it, but fuck him.
Shots fired. This conversation probably be taken back on Saturday night. Saturday night main event.
Tony C, you can take two spears and a jackhammer.
You didn't say the magic words. Was it Magnus? 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 Or is it EC3? EC3? EC3?
Did you watch SmackDown from yesterday?
Yeah.
What do you think about that whole Dean Ambrose acting silly?
I think they're trying to reach for this character. Him and AJ. I mean, it's still a better show than Raw, but I just can't take this Baron Corbin no more.
Yeah, I don't get what the fuck that's about.
It's like, he's supposed to be a badass. What you picking on a dude that's like 5'4", man?
Don't like little people.
Yeah. I mean, he might mess around and be like, I'm going to get you, sucker, and they're going to have one of them midgets in their hat and shoot them. But I don't know. I don't like his character. He doesn't have an imposing big man.
Well, it could be worse. It could be, what's the other guy's name? Apollo Crews.
I'd rather have him feud with Baron Corbin.
First of all, that motherfucker ain't been out in weeks. And in the last few times he came out, he got his ass whipped. I mean, they've really...
Let me tell you, the person ain't been out in weeks. Whatever happened to Eric Rowan? Oh, last time I remember, he got rock bottom and lost by The Rock in like 6 seconds. And we ain't seen him since. We need an APB out for Luke Harper. Eric Rowan.
He could be hurt. But he's never been coming out all the time anyway.
Maybe, I think he's going to get released this year.
Maybe they should give him the Rubik's Cube back or something.
Yeah. Who else we ain't seen in a while?
But I'm saying Apollo Crews comes up from NXT like everybody else, and, he's supposed to be the one. And people say he could be the first champion to be black, and then...
Well, he's black, but he's not shucking and jiving. That's probably the first problem. Vince ain't going to push you if he ain't shucking and jiving.
Oh, I appreciate that. Shit, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the buffoonery.
To me, I'll give him a more of a... if they wanted to put a little edge on him, give him a not a militant black guy, but like more of a
just give him a hoodie with bullet holes in it. He'd be Luke Cage.
Yeah, or kind of a Shaft kind of character, cool. Not Shaft. What was it? Who's my man? From Three and the Hard Way. Give him a Fred Thompson gimmick.
You mean Fred Williamson?
Yeah, Fred Williamson. Fred Thompson, nah, I don't want him. when I was living in Germany at the Popeyes there, it was a guy named Matlock, looked just like that on Fred Williams. Mustache, jaw, everything.
The hammer, huh?
Yep. I used to go in there and call him Hammer.
You ever see that hit he took in the Super Bowl?
Yep. Some good time. I was also saying, give him some kind of throwback, gimmick like that.
But why do we have to have a gimmick? I mean, like,
he needs a character, a gimmick character.
You get certain wrestlers, they're allowed to just come out and be beasts.
Well, I'll say this. I don't like Enzo and Cass's gimmick. I mean, they come out. You tell me Crime Time couldn't come out and talk trash like that? Nah, they had to have them robbing and looting and stuff.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't stand Crime Time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well,
yeah, I was glad when it was gone. And of course, one dude bought those fake tickets to the concert, so he got what he deserved.
Oh, was it Lady Gaga ticket?
Yeah.
And the other one was on the roster for years. He just collecting a check.
Well, they were going to make him, they were going to give him a push, and something happened. And then you don't see Dan Young or Titus that often, so.
Well, I think Darren Young's going to probably get released this year.
Who knows? All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Peace. All right, peace. So, we're going to call it a night. Thanks again for listening. See you down the road. Peace.